I'm Kim Singletary.
And I'm Rich Collins.
And you're listening to Biz Talks,
a weekly conversation with local business leaders about topics affecting New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Biz Talks. I'm Kim Singletary, the editor of Biz New Orleans Magazine. And this week, we are talking about YLC, and specifically about Wednesdays at the Square, the free concert series that goes on every spring that everybody looks forward to down in Lafayette Square. And this week, I am joined by the YLC's new executive director, Allison Hotard.
And, hello.
Oh, hi. And a board member and the co-chair for Wednesdays at the Square, Erica Sensenbrenner.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm excited to talk to you ladies because this is always something that people look forward to in the spring. We've got nonstop concerts and festivals going on, but this is a free one that happens right in the middle of downtown in the middle of the week. So just keeping the party going in between the weekends. Yeah. So tell me real quick, how did Wednesdays at the Square start? Because it used to belong to Downtown Development District, right?
That's right. Yes. So the Downtown Development District had the Wednesday at the Square concert series. And after Katrina, YLC took it over from the DDD. So we're about 18 years from there. YLC always was a big volunteer at Wednesday at the Square with the DDD. So very much partnered with them and supported and did a beer booth every year. And so that was a fundraiser for YLC. That's how we did part of our fundraising back then. And then after Hurricane Katrina, like so many of us in the city, we're kind of reimagining and thinking about how to move forward. The DDD felt that they weren't going to be able to keep going with the concert series. And YLC decided, you know, this was a huge thing for us every year. And so the leadership, the board at that time decided to take on that project. And so we've had it ever since.
Wow. It's a big project, I'm sure.
It is a big one, but it's fun. We enjoy it.
So this started, Wednesdays for this year started on March 6th. It's 10 weeks, so it's going to go through May 8th. So we're starting tomorrow, will be week 4.
Correct.
Yeah. So you guys have some big names this year.
Yeah, we're really excited about our lineup. This week we have Ram Dahady and Trumpet Mafia playing at the Square. We're really excited about that. And then in the next couple of weeks, we have Erica Falls and Vintage Soul, and that one's sponsored by Morris Bar. And then we have Ivan Neville and Friends around Jazz Fest that we're really excited about.
Wow. So you get, it's a big deal. You get about 6,000 attendees every week. Majority of those, over 70%, are between 18 and 34. So this is a big following in YLC doing this is a big young professionals event.
It is. But what's exciting is that we're seeing a growing number of retirees attending because they live in that area now. Yeah. So we welcome all ages to the Square. But the majority of our volunteers are between that age bracket.
And this is all, again, free, but you have a bunch of vendors. I was on the website, about 17 I counted.
That is correct. We have 17 food vendors, and then we have arts and craft vendors as well. So we've set up a little craft village in the Square.
Yeah. Let's talk about what this takes to put on. This is it's like a festival, but it's every single week for 10 weeks.
Yeah. Erica, you want to take that one? I want to say a shout out to Erica Sensenbrenner and Ahmad Jabbar, who works for Gulf Coast Bank. They are doing an amazing job as co-chair. So I'll let them take that over.
Yeah, it's definitely an undertaking. We start planning for Watts the month that we shut down the prior Watts. So, I feel like we've been talking about this since, June of 2023. You know, always trying to improve on what we did the year prior. We definitely start, thinking about, okay, like what, what acts we want to see for next year? What vendors did we love seeing out there? What vendors do we want to see out there that may have not been out there? So, like you said, we have 17 vendors, a ton of artists. They're all local. So, we're always trying and do keep everything very local. Abita is our title sponsor. They're an excellent partner for us. They love being out there. We love seeing them out there. So, we're working with Abita throughout the year, all of our really big sponsors that make this happen. We couldn't do it without them. And then, of course, all the volunteers that love being out there. We see so many people coming out there year after year. Like you said, it's 10 weeks. It's in the middle of the week. Unlike a lot of these other festivals, I like to say Watts kicks off the festival season every year. We actually started a week earlier than we usually do this year. We started March 6th. Usually we wouldn't start till I think the second week of March. That went really well for us. We've seen great weather.
Is that a change you guys are like, I know Mardi Gras was early this year too. Right. So did that kind of follow that? Or is it just kind of to try and get the cooler weather before it starts to get hot?
Yeah, it was a lot to try to get the cooler weather. We go through May 8th this year. May 15th will be our rain date, if we have to use one, which, we hope to not. We've been very lucky. We're very grateful to have had the gorgeous weather. It looks like it'll continue this week. But then, when we do see a rain date that takes us to the end of May, it just gets really hot. And, we see less people out in the square. So that was a kind of an attempt this year to see if we could push it earlier. We think it went really well. It was before the daylight savings switch. So it got a little bit darker earlier at the March 6th concert, but we saw such a great crowd for week one. I think that's a testament to really the vendors that pull a lot of people out. They have their own fantastic following. We opened with Big Sam, who is such a great friend and partner to YLC. He always puts on a good show. So, there were a lot of factors that went into that. So we were really lucky that and really grateful that panned out really well for us, our opening week, and it's continued.
So what is the group that makes this happen? You guys, you have two co-chairs.
Yeah, we have two co-chairs. We have a board of about 24, Allison, as well as our operations manager, Marissa. And then we partner with White Oak Productions that have the expertise really that help us put this on every year. So it's definitely a big team effort. And then of course, all of our big sponsors.
I want to make a note also that we're unique because every week we have to put up and take down all of the vendor booths and the stage and everything. We can't leave anything in the square. So we're really creating a mini city during the day and then take it down before we end that day. And then we start it all over every week.
Yeah. So that's the same, Abita comes out there and Sazerac and mm-hmm. their brands, their House of Brands are our spirit sponsor this year too. So everybody's, works so well together, but it does, Watts does present unique challenges. And what Allison is saying is start to bring everything out there in the morning and it's got to all be cleared out that night. And there people are out there late. I was out there late this past Wednesday and they're taking down that stage pretty late in the night.
Yeah.
What about the volunteers? I'm assuming you volunteer a big part of this.
Yes, we ask around 100 people to volunteer each week. We're really lucky because a lot of groups come out to help us as like a volunteer activity for their organization. And they handle the beer booths, but we also need help with recycling. We also need help with helping out our food vendors and then just the overall maintenance of the square too. We want to keep the Lafayette Square beautiful for the community and keep it clean. So those are just some of the volunteer opportunities that we have for the square.
And what's the cost in all of this? It's not a cheap thing to put in. So what do you have to raise and what kind of corporate support are you guys getting?
Sure. I'll go ahead and I'll take that. We actually, it's around $700,000 to put this on completely. And we raise around $350,000 to do with corporate sponsors, law firms. The colleges, the universities have come out and supported us also. And then the rest of it comes from the food booths and the vendors helping us. They split some of their profit with us to help really put this concert on. It's a community event, and we could not do it without the community support. And if anyone is still interested in sponsoring, we have tents available for the remaining weeks. It's great exposure. Everyone that has come out so far has raved about the fact that they've been in contact with so many people. The Downtown Development District is a big partner of us. They came out and they did like fun games to ask questions about what people know about downtown New Orleans. And if you knew the answers, you got prizes. I lost pathetically. I'm going to be working on that on my own. We have Caesars Entertainment. That's a new sponsor this year. We were really excited to have them. And yeah, we cannot say enough about the people that do come out and help us out.
I'll add another way. Go ahead. The 10,000 is talking about our hospitality tent. So each week we offer different tent spaces throughout the square that you can, your corporation, your business can rent and, or not rent, I'm sorry, but, you know, sponsor. And that comes with a hospitality package, Bebida beer and other refreshments. And, you know, you can invite whoever you want into your tent to enjoy the music, the headliner for the day and the opener. We also have VIP passes. So New Orleans and Company is our public VIP sponsor. They've done that the past few years. They've been such a great supporter of us. And folks can, in addition to or aside from doing a tent sponsorship, can buy VIP passes each week. And that comes with, you know, there's a bar in the public VIP section. So you and a group of friends can, you know, together get some public VIP passes and then have a front of stage access to enjoy the headliner and the opener for that week. So that's another way that you to really dive in, support the YLC, because generally, like we were talking about, it's a free festival. So there's a ton of ways that you're supporting, you know, YLC as well as the vendors and the economy and when you're coming down to the square each week.
Yeah.
So anybody can get a VIP pass or they only come in groups? Okay.
Yeah. You can order. So you can order if you have like a bigger group that's coming. We'll offer discounted rates for bigger groups that would want to get a VIP pass. That way you can all enjoy the VIP section together. But then we sell them individually too as well at the square.
And the VIP section includes what?
The VIP section has includes beer and a featured mixed cocktail each week. As well as, you know, other refreshments up there. And it's to stage left. So, and then with front of stage access.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about what is the impact of all of this? You guys have been doing this. You've been running it since, like you said, post-Katrina. So you've got impact to the local musicians and artists in the area, to the restaurants and the vendors. And then just to downtown in particular, just keeping people in that area longer. And
correct. So
what does that look like?
So each of the musicians are paid. So that's extremely important to us. The vendors the artist vendors receive the profits they get, and the food vendors split some of their profits. And then the businesses outside of the square are also impacted by people going and coming after and before the concert series. And so that area generally is pretty quiet. And we have been working, as I said, with Downtown Development District to kind of track the data on that. And like without Wednesdays in the square, it's very hard to calculate the amount of people using that area, but the numbers go up dramatically when we have Wednesdays in the square, and the fact that people stay longer downtown has also gone up. So it's really a huge community impact that we're making for the downtown area.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'll add it just in the last few years, we've partnered with the Ace Hotel and they host our after party each week. So, they've got starting at 8, Watts goes from 5 to 8 p.m. and then starting at 8, Ace has an after party with a DJ each week on their rooftop.
So
So
how long have
people
they been doing
will.
that?
How long have I can't recall the number of years. I think we've done it at least the last
Two.
2 years, maybe. It's been a few years. That's newer though.
Well, because I
I
mean,
could
you
go ahead.
guys were out during the pandemic too, right? You probably lost a couple of years.
Yeah,
Yes.
we didn't do well. We did not have Watts in 2020. And I think in 2021, I don't think we had it either.
No,
So
there was one
2022, we
concert
both
in
here back at
2021.
in 2021, in the fall of 2021, we had Watts one night only at the Civic.
Okay.
And Big Sam played there with a few other artists as well. So 2022 was our first year back at the Square post-COVID.
And then, so let's talk about who YLC is. So you guys, I didn't know this before I started talking to you guys. You are the oldest young professionals organization in the country.
That's right.
Yes, we are.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we are very lucky. We have a rich history. And so YLC is a 501c3 that promotes young professional development through civic projects. So one of the projects is Wednesdays in the Square, of course. And then we have other projects that focus on leadership development, such as the Leadership Development Series, which is a 10-week course that young professionals can sign up for. We also have YLC Assist, where we do one-day events of volunteering throughout the city. We have another project called YLC Flourish that focuses on mental health. And then, of course, we have our role models, which is also historic in the city that we have done this since the beginning of YLC, where we have honored members of the community that have been really role models to young professionals. And so we'll be announcing our role models for this year coming soon.
And you have how many members?
We have over 500 members.
Awesome. And then, so as a member, how often, if someone joins, is there a cost to join? And then how often are there events and things going on?
Yes, it's a membership fee. And then there's also a corporate membership fee. And the best part about YLC is that you can be as involved in it or as if you can only do like the assist projects, which are one day activities. It's how you gauge your availability. Of course, we want to engage people as much as possible, but we understand that everyone has lives. And that, they can't always commit their time. But through this experience, young professionals throughout the city have expressed how wonderful YLC has been for their development. We have several leaders in the city that have been members of YLC that are, we are very fortunate that our history is very rich, in leaders in the community.
Yeah, I'd say we have multiple events a month, and those can be whether they are related to a project, such as a YLC Flourish event or a YLC Assist event, or just a membership happy hour. We'll do a, I think we did a Poydras Street tour a few months ago. Just different creative ways to get people just interacting with other members of the community. I know. One reason that I was really interested in YLC is just to meet other folks in the city that are my age that are part of different business industries. I'm a lawyer at Adams and Reese, so I have a very hang out with a lot of lawyers sometimes, and so it's been really good for me, which I love. And but it's been really great for me to meet folks that are in different industries and doing other work throughout the city. I mean, this. Y'all will know this, we're really growing our industries here, really getting into tech and all that kind of stuff, which is something that I'm not haven't been so invested in. And so learning, you know, meeting for folks and friends from so many different industries has been great for me. And then, like Allison was saying, we have so many alums that have been through YLC and credit it so much for their leadership journey. And so just the opportunities to meet different people in the city. And all, you know, the ultimate goal, or one of the ultimate goals of YLC, is to, you know, retain really talented young professionals in the city.
Yeah, definitely. We want to assist in that and be the place where they can meet other young professionals and network and feel connected to New Orleans.
Is what are some examples on YLC Assist? So what are some of the things that you guys have done?
We've volunteered with Second Harvest Food Bank to pack food. We've done projects, I think, with the Green Project. And they had one the other day that I can't really forget because they do so much. yeah. But we partner with other nonprofits to do projects in the city.
Yep.
Awesome. Let's see. I think I've learned so much in 20 minutes.
Well, you know, we're very fortunate that we do have a lot of supporters. The City of New Orleans sponsors Wednesdays in the Square, and we're just very grateful that they're always supportive of the work that we're doing. And we cannot thank our sponsors enough for all the support that they're doing. And helping us put on this concert series and helping us develop young leaders, because I think we all have a common goal nowadays to keep people in New Orleans and showcase how great this city really is.
Is it a lot of, what's the breakdown? Is it a lot of the people are from here, or is it a lot of people that are pretty new?
We have a really good mix. We have a lot of people that have, you know, come and really loved New Orleans, and YLC was one of the reasons that they stayed. I heard a story about that the other day, that they got connected with YLC and they stayed, and their friends that didn't get connected, you know, ended up moving away, you know, and that's the stories that we hear so often, or that they meet their spouses here. I just got that post the other day, that someone met their husband at Watts, and we're like, oh my God, we gotta hear about this. You know, like it's a place where people are making connections. We're the connector. So,
and that's really a huge part of why people stay in the places that they do.
Exactly. New Orleans is family.
Yes. It's a lot of, well, what brought you here? Oh, my wife's from here. My husband's from here. Or, you know, I came to university and I just stayed.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Well, thank you guys for everything that you do. And how do people hear more about Wednesdays at the Square, connect with you guys, connect with YLC?
So for Wednesday at the Square, all of the information is on our website, ylcwatts.com. And follow us on social too. It's ylcwatts. Would be our, you know, Instagram account. And then for YLC generally, ylcnola.org is our website. A lot of information, membership information there, and a lot of the events and our calendars on there too. So all the events that we do, you know, each month, you can find on the YLC website.
And I'm assuming you can join all the time. You don't have a specific.
Yes.
When all the time. Always open.
Awesome. Well, yeah, everybody listening, Wednesday coming up tomorrow. Make sure you get out there and enjoy it and enjoy the good weather and support our local young professionals. So what is it? What is young? What is it? What is your ages?
It's technically 18 to 40. But we have volunteer opportunities at Wednesdays in the Square for all ages.
Okay.
And if you're young at heart, come see me. Awesome. We'll find a volunteer spot for you. Don't worry.
Well, thank you, Allison and Erica. And please keep us posted on what you guys are doing. And thanks for all the hard work.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for listening. Biz Talks is brought to you by Biz New Orleans Magazine. Follow us on social media @BizNewOrleans and visit bizneworleans.com for daily news and stories.